the end of the day, the only thing that separates a hobby from a business is money. So this is where we're going to talk about money and get you super comfy with exactly how you're going to make it so that you can build the business you want rather than the hobby you want. Let's get total profit clarity on your business sphere. In this lesson, we'll help you figure out how to make your business an actual business, that is, one that makes money, and not just any amount of money, the amount of money you want it to make. You'll learn about different profit models and which makes the most sense for your business and how to create your signature offering that will define how you solve customer problems. And you'll learn to make a specific step-by-step financial plan to get you there. And by the end of this lesson, you'll have a clear plan to follow and how you will drive revenue to sustain profitability. We want you to sustain profitability, not just make money and then not be able to continue to do it. So let's start by covering the different types of profit models that exist so that you can decide which makes the most sense for your business. Just as there are many ways to make a salad, there are many ways your business can create revenue. I'm going to briefly talk about some of the most common types of profit models that exist, but I want you to refer to the profit models handout, which we included to get a more comprehensive overview of all of the options you have to choose from. When I started my business, KKG Body Fuel, it was a private counseling practice. My profit model was simple, one-on-one coaching, pretty straightforward. Specifically, my clients would pay me for my nutrition counseling services. They had the option of paying me per session or buying a package of sessions all at once. So I gave them pricing choices. But either way, the model was still one-on-one coaching. But as I grew my practice and I was maxing out the time slots I had available to see clients, I knew I wanted to scale so I could drive more revenue. I began hiring registered dietitians to see more clients in my office and under my brand name and my philosophy. I paid them a commission and I kept a portion of the proceeds they brought in exchange. Suddenly, my one-on-one coaching business model evolved into something more dynamic, more profitable. It generated more revenue. When I was building my private practice, which I was so uber passionate about every single part of it, I began building nutritiouslife.com. I'm skipping a lot of steps here. There's a lot of things that happened, but this is sort of the key point here. I was building nutritiouslife.com as a means of marketing my brick and mortar counseling practice. I did this through articles, recipes, and content to allow people who had never met me to get to know me. I also put up press there, TV segments, anything that I could use to market myself and also educate people so they'd want to come in to my brick and mortar location and be a client. It was the primitive growth of my brand. As more time went on and KKG Body Fuel became Nutritious Life, I eventually changed the name, which we'll get there too. You don't have to be stuck in one decision you make now. The website grew in popularity and I suddenly had a whole other revenue stream opportunity to take advantage of. This further evolved my business model. As I built the Nutritious Life Studio and our online education platform, social media was gaining popularity at this time. Our newsletter list was growing and our product catalog and digital product offerings multiplied. My business model kept evolving. At each of these stages of my business, I had to figure out how each new opportunity fit into my ultimate goal and how it was going to drive revenue. Obviously, I just showed you little points of evolution here. There's a lot more details, but I think you get the point. The business evolved. So it's safe to say when I started my business years ago, seeing my first one-on-one client, I had no idea that KKG Body Fuel would evolve into what Nutritious Life is today. The lesson here is to give yourself a break if you don't have it all figured out right now. You really don't have to, I promise you. Having a clear picture of where you want to go is super important to get things off the ground, but having every single step you need to take to get there is darn near impossible and not necessary. I'm here to help you create the map so you have crumbs to follow, but you'll undoubtedly encounter twists and turns along the way that will force you to reassess the map, sometimes more often than you'd like. But you gotta go with it, you gotta evolve. If you're feeling overwhelmed and like you aren't sure which way to go, don't be daunted by all the opportunities in front of you. Embrace them. You get to write the script. This is your journey, your map. You get to carve the path. Choose one that makes the most sense for today in the situation that you're in now that will set you up for the success you want. Over time, if your business evolves, your business model may naturally evolve too, like mine did, and you'll have the confidence to know it's time to pivot. And having the confidence to pivot is huge. Knowing that this might happen should give you that confidence just by knowing it. So what are the different types of profit models you may consider for your wellness business? We go in depth for each of these in the handouts, so don't forget to check out those handouts, but I'll include a little bit of info right here. First, there's one-on-one coaching. Pretty simple. You coach someone one-on-one, like I said I did with KKG Body Fuel at the very beginning of my career. Next, there's group coaching. Pretty self-explanatory as well. Instead of coaching one-on-one, you coach multiple people at one time. There's a subscription model as well. A subscription model is also pretty self-explanatory, but in case you don't know, it means that you have a digital product offering and people pay a monthly subscription fee and you have ongoing monthly revenue. There's a product model. You sell whether a digital product or a physical product. So you sell it either online or in person or both. There's the affiliate model, where either you sell people's stuff and get a commission, or people are selling stuff for you. And there's the influencer model, which has obviously become more popular over the past few years. You get paid for posting things for brands. There's licensing and franchising, and even so many more. Again, don't forget to refer to that handout. I really want you to go through it carefully so you choose the model that works best for you. And by the way, it may not be one model. There might be a couple models that work for your business. Now that you have an understanding of the various ways you can make money through different profit models, which one makes the most sense for you? I want you to write down all of the ways you could see yourself making money and make a pros and cons list for each. This will help you decide which model or models, again, doesn't have to be just one, make the most sense for the way you like to work, the way you have time to work. That's super important. You want to enjoy your nutritious life too. So how you work and the time you want to work plays a role here, and the amount of money you want to invest and eventually make in your business. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. This is where you have to get real with yourself. Be honest with exactly who you are and what you want to do and how you want to do it, to enjoy your life, to feel fulfilled. This is your path to carve. This is your roadmap to write. There's no sense in building a huge digital business at scale if your true passion is working one-on-one with somebody in your local community. And there's no point in trying to become an Instagram influencer as a means to earn money if you really hate being on social media regularly. That is okay. Remember, intersecting your purpose and passion gives you clarity, which will help you build the most rewarding business you can imagine for you and enjoy your life so you can live your most nutritious life along the way. No matter which business model or combination of models, I have to keep saying that, you decide will be best for your business, or decided if you've already decided, you need a signature offering for your customers. Your signature offering is going to be the product or service you can create that customers can't live without. They just can't live without it. You're giving them something that they need and don't know how they ever lived without it to that point. It will help you own your space, serve your clients, drive revenue, and ultimately help you reach your goals and help you feel fulfilled, which again is a huge part of what we all do. We want to feel fulfilled doing what we do. In the signature offering handout, we help you map out exactly how to identify your signature offering, package it for your customers, and use it as the means to keep your customers coming back for more. Your signature offering is the product that solves your customers' biggest problems. They came to you searching for answers, and this is the way you'll serve it up to them on a silver platter and solve all their issues. It's the product that will set you apart from every other health and wellness business or expert out there. I want you to take some time to map out what that product is, how you'll deliver it to your audience, how you will sell it, for how much you'll sell it, and what happens after somebody buys it. We'll start this exercise now, but you'll probably want to come back to this throughout the course as you learn more about marketing and really hone in on your strategy here. This is your weight loss blueprint, or healthy meal prep formula, or step-by-step better sleep process, or cooking for one system. It's an online course, or an in-person challenge, or a downloadable guide. Maybe it comes with live sessions with you, or a community of support, or information they can't get anywhere else. What problems does your audience, your specific audience, or your potential audience have that only you can solve for them? And how are you going to package it? We'll go into marketing, pricing, and so much more in this course, but it's time to start outlining this crucial component to your success. Now that you've decided on your business model and your signature offering, I also want to touch on various ways you can make money online by growing your brand. Some of these may be perfect for your business and some may not be applicable at all. And again, that is fine. Not every single one of these things is going to apply to your specific business. Regardless though, it's important to start thinking through the whys behind growth. What can growing different aspects of your business actually do for your profitability? Again, it's a business, not a hobby. First, let's talk about growing your email list. For years, it was all about getting as many people on your list as possible, no matter if they were what we call a qualified lead or not. Meaning, do they actually want to hear what you have to say and will they open the emails you send? But as time went on and the ability to analyze how many people are opening your emails and clicking on the links in your emails grew, building a qualified email list became much more important than simply growing a large list. Think of quality over quantity. The ultimate goal is building the largest qualified list you can. Why? Because the more people that are on your list, the more opportunities you have to sell them your products or services and earn more revenue for your business. We'll tackle strategies to do this later on in another lesson, but I do want to create some goals around this revenue stream now so we have clarity on why it's important to your business. Using the revenue stream handout, write down how much you want to grow your email list this year. If you're starting from scratch, can you get 100 people? 500, 1,000, 10,000? Only you can decide what's realistic for you and your business, and there are no wrong answers here, but this will really help you put some concrete goals on paper to begin to formulate how you can eventually drive some revenue. So now let's talk about your website. The more traffic you send to your website, the more eyeballs will be on your business, which means eventually there'll be more customers you can earn, more ads you can sell, more brand partnership opportunities, and more revenue for your business. So how many monthly visitors do you want to drive to your website this year? Think about it. If you're starting from scratch, do you think you can get 100 people to your website each month? 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? Multiply this by 12, and that should be your yearly goal. Again, this will help you figure out how much revenue you can bring in using a resource you've already built. Now let's do the same exercise for social media. I mean, love it or hate it, social media is still tricky because it's very much out of your control and the platform's algorithm is really what's going to dictate how many eyeballs get to your page or handle. Obviously, there are many things you can do to make the algorithm work in your favor and grow your following, but if they change the algorithm, you'll need to swiftly make changes to make it continue to work for you. Similar to email marketing, social media used to be about growing your following as big as possible, no matter what, even if your followers weren't engaged. But over time, technology showed us all the nonsense that was happening, and suddenly everyone wisened up to the misconception of a huge follower count. Doesn't really matter. One engaged follower is much more valuable than 100 bots who follow you. As you grow your engaged social media following, your opportunities for brand partnerships and influencer partnerships increase, driving revenue from your social media following. So how many followers do you want to grow this year? Can you put monthly goals behind them? Putting a monthly goal on increasing your follower count makes it much easier to put specific activities in place each month that will work towards that goal. If you're just sort of, oh, I want to grow my following, that's not really going to do much for you. You have to have some specific concrete goals so you can build towards reaching that goal. And finally, let's touch on media presence. Media presence can be so much more of an intangible or unquantifiable means to growth, but the more people see you out and about and around the internet and on television and in magazines, the more your expertise is highlighted and the more brands may come calling on you as a spokesperson or an influencer. And this, you guessed it, leads to more revenue. Can you put a concrete goal around your media presence this year? What do you want to accomplish there? Can you try to get your name quoted in a certain number of magazines or websites? Can you get a profile piece done? Can you get on television for the first time? Can you try to get a few links back to your website? Let's put concrete goals around media presence this year, which will ultimately help build your brand. So to recap, we've covered the different ways your business can make money and discussed how these business models and strategies could change over time as your business evolves. Remember, evolving is good. We talked about creating a signature offering that separates you from the competition and defines you as an expert. You're the only you. You who can and will solve your customers' problems and keep them coming back for more of you. We discussed different ways to diversify your revenue streams by increasing your email list, your website traffic, your social media following, and your media presence. And remember, by the way, maybe you're doing all of those, or maybe you're only doing one or two of them. And we put a plan together with some concrete goals around revenue and audience growth so you can begin to formulate the best strategy for your business's profitable success. I encourage you to come back to this lesson over and over and over again. Again, as your business evolves and reassess if your business model or revenue streams need changing. Again, you can pivot, you can change. Remember, this is an evolution. You're now armed with another 60 degrees of business clarity, and I cannot wait to see you in the next lesson.